Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Today, we got the one and only OGZ.
Yes, sir.
Of Shoreline Mafia. You're still claiming Shoreline Mafia, yes, right?
Come on, man.
Let's make that clear.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so how you been?
Shit, I've been good. This coronavirus bullshit got the whole world fucked up, you feel me?
Slowed life down a lot, huh?
Hell yeah. I feel like I was like in daddy mode, on daddy duties, and this shit put a stamp on it. Like, oh yeah, you staying home for sure.
You were already like kind of in that back and forth of like, fuck, like I want to be home, being around the kids, seeing the day-to-day activities with the kid. But then also, you know, you're in the early years of your rap career. Yeah. So you're on the road like crazy. And then coronavirus is like, nope, here you are. You got to focus 100% on this other side of your life.
Exactly. That shit, I feel like it's meant to be though. Cause like at this stage where my baby at, you feel me? He just been growing every day. So he look like he like 3 years old right now.
Really?
He's huge. He's walking around. He's starting to talk, all types of shit. So
yeah,
I'm lucky glad I got to stay home and witness all this shit.
What kind of words? Is he just saying daddy
and mommy
type stuff?
He just mumbling. Yeah, he be saying da-da. He be walking around saying da-da. He be watching movies all day, all types of shit.
That's crazy.
But yeah, I'm glad I got to stay home, because if I would have been on the road for 2-3 months and I would have came back and seen how different he is from like 2-3 months ago, I would have been like, damn, I missed out on a lot.
It's a huge choice, especially as an entertainer.
Yeah, for sure.
So the pandemic hasn't been bad for your relationship?
Nah, I've been at home cooling, you feel me? I've been working, getting everything together. So I think it's, even though it's bad, like, to the rest of the world, like, it's been good for me. I've been at home. I've been getting my mind together, everything. I've been getting healthy, all types of shit. So
definitely,
it's been cool.
No, yeah, me too. Like, you know, you always had that temptation in the back of your head, or like that desire to just like always think, fuck, there's this club, there's this party, there's this festival.
For sure.
To have that not really exist is a strange feeling. Like, you're home on a Friday night and you're like, well, there ain't really nothing going on, so I feel totally cool about this.
Hell yeah.
But is life starting to get back to normal a little bit for you in terms of like going to the, I mean, are you doing more and being more active and being out more?
Not really. I feel like at this point, I got to even be more low-key. Like, the album came out, so everywhere I go, people be recognizing me and shit, so it kind of takes away from me wanting to go out and shit, you feel me? Like, even do regular little shit, so.
Right.
I just be at home, tucked off.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's kind of hard to gauge. I'm sure in L.A., though, you going anywhere and having it be normal doesn't last
everywhere,
long.
Everywhere, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even go to a grocery store. Like, I'd be trying to find the most low-key grocery stores to go to, and that shit never worked.
Because you, like, just stand out way too much. I feel like it's a lot of the same problem.
Even with the mask, you feel me? Everywhere in the little mask, the hoodies.
I mean, the tattoo just boom. It's like,
nah, but
boom.
The mask be covering the tattoo. So I'm like, okay, no one gonna recognize me. And they be like, oh, Jeezy, they be looking. I'm like, yo, how the fuck y'all recognize?
But it's funny because you can kind of tell who's gonna say something to you before
for sure.
Know your own fan group. Yeah, like, if I see like an 18-year-old kid,
you could just see their face, like, right before they about to just say something.
If he got like a diamond shirt on, it's going down.
Nah.
If he got a palace hat, it's over. He's talking to you for sure, right? Okay, so the album, how's it feel that the album has finally been released after all these years?
It's like weight off my shoulders, you feel me? I've been listening to these songs for two years straight, you feel me?
Like, most of them are that old?
Most of them are that old, you feel me? I've been listening to, like, Change Your Life is like 2 years old. Like, we did Change Your Life, did we do it right there? Nah, like, right when you did that vlog, we had did Change Your Life, the Yachty vlog.
Oh, yeah.
We had did that shit maybe a few weeks before, a few weeks after.
Okay.
That's how old that shit is.
It's crazy for people to finally hear that Yachty collab that just happened in like 20
yeah,
minutes.
I see people coming in. I feel they, like all the songs happened in like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, we sneak peeked the fucking Yachty vlog in Atlanta, and then ever since, like, fucking people have been asking about that song nonstop, and now they finally got it. It's kind
of
crazy.
Yeah. I seen a bunch of people talking about they've been waiting. And then you had sneak peeked the other one that we never dropped, the other Yachty one.
But I think it leaked, right?
I don't know.
Or, I mean, I think I seen it on SoundCloud or some shit, and I'm like, oh, here we go. Yeah, so you're happy with the album overall, but, like, from your perspective, why did it take so fucking long for the album to come out?
I have no idea what it was, you feel me? And then we put out so many projects, you feel me? Like, all the projects that we put out, like, all the EPs, it was, like, what could have been on the album plus the singles, like, Change Your Life and Benz, you feel me? So I really don't know what happened, you feel me? And I think the whole past two and a half years was just a big learning experience for all of us, you feel me? So
definitely.
I think now that we all, like, individually going to go do our thing, I feel like I know exactly what to do to make sure that that doesn't happen again, you feel me? I got a whole project ready.
Right.
So I got a whole project ready, so I'm going to drop that as soon as I can.
But it's going to come out as a Shoreline Mafia record or an OGZ record?
My OGZ shit.
Okay. So you're
my first solo project.
Are you planning on dropping stuff in the future as Shoreline Mafia, or is it kind of not, that's, is that not how you see it going?
That could happen. You feel me? It's Shoreline Mafia forever. You feel me? So
right.
So I could drop my project and name it Shoreline Mafia. You feel me? So that's not, like, not a thing.
Right.
But I got my first OGZ project ready, and I'm excited about it.
Right.
Super excited about that shit.
So from your perspective, like, when you guys signed the deal and stuff, did you ever see you guys going your separate ways or breaking up? Was that even something that you entertained at that point, or were you guys so tight?
I definitely didn't entertain it, but it's like I feel like you never imagine shit like that, you feel me? Especially as homies, especially before there's not fame or money, nothing involved, you feel me? You can never imagine no shit like that. But we just creatives, you feel me? And we have creative differences.
Right.
Like, I feel like all creatives want some shit their own way, you feel me? So four different people, that's four different visions.
Right.
So
yeah, I mean, but okay, so was it creative differences or was it personal differences? Because when I imagine it in my mind, I imagine that you guys were just not getting along on some random shit where you're on tour and you just end up fighting and bickering. And, like, I mean, you guys seem...
Nah, it's all pretty much creative, because it's not like something... We don't hate each other, you feel me? So it's not nothing like that. But it's all I can say is it's creative.
Really? Yeah. So more of, like, where...
Because it's not like I hate Phoenix, I hate Rob, I hate... Nah, we just... had our own vision, and we all going our own way, you feel me?
That's interesting. So did you feel like there was not a lot of cohesion in terms of, like, you guys making music together? Because realistically, you and Phoenix did a lot of songs together, but the amount of songs that you all did together was sort of limited in comparison.
I don't know. It wasn't like a set thing, you feel me? It was always like, you pull up, you do this, you do that, you feel me? It wasn't like, yo, we got to do this song together, that song together. It's just always random. Like, you've been to a studio session, so it's like whoever pulls up, you might get on that song, you might get on that song.
Right. When did that sort of dynamic of you guys all just being comfortable being in the studio making music together, when did that start to fade away? We all kind of found out about it the night that P-Dog died, because Phoenix tweeted about it a couple hours before that, basically saying that he was leaving the group. And that was the first time we had publicly really... realize, like, oh shit, they're breaking up.
I feel like just over time, because me myself, I don't even like to go to the studio, so I go to the studio like once every 2 months.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not like one of those rappers that now I'm getting in the studio more often.
Right.
But I'm not one of those rappers, you know how people be in there 24/7, you feel me?
Right.
All the songs that I made off the album, I would do them in one session. So I feel like I made quality songs in one session. I don't gotta keep going every day. So I slowly just stopped going to the studio more and more.
Right. And, like, you know, I feel like that's what happens too.
I don't even like studios.
Early on, people are, like, in a rap group, they're just spending all the time together. It's just some gang shit. And then everybody starts having kids, having girlfriends that they give a fuck about, having their own houses, having their own money.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely my kid was a super life changer. You feel me? That just made me change my whole mental, everything about me. Like, once I knew my girl was pregnant, it just changed everything about me.
That's interesting. What, being more focused on the business side of things and just wanting to
business
really be productive?
Business side, and then just thinking about my future, you feel me? Thinking about, like, like before my baby, like I would be willing to take, just like before music, I take like any type of risk, you feel me, to get money to do all types of shit. It's like, nah, I don't want to take as much risk. I want to have like a for sure thing, you feel me?
Right. Well, when you look back at how you were living your life before the rap group really went down, like, I mean, you're not really like lying on your songs. You used to be in the streets. You were definitely just, you know, making a living day to day out there. And it's like, when you look back at that, is it hard to even remember how different your mentality was at dealing with a completely different level of money and a completely different level of like security?
I for sure remember, and I'd be thinking about it. I'm like, damn, that's crazy. I used to not care about nothing, you feel me? Now it's like I got my son, and that's all I can think about at the end of the day, you feel me? Any goals I set for myself, anything I do, I think about him in the back of my mind. So.
Definitely. I mean, it's crazy to think about. I mean, like, you've kind of ascended to a status or like a level that a lot of people aren't lucky enough to see. Like, a lot of people aren't lucky enough to be able to look at their future and imagine, you know, actually running a successful business that doesn't involve you, you know, risking your freedom basically, or your life really.
I think I always imagine being in this position. So like, and I imagine being in the next position I'm gonna be in too. So like, I feel like I've always had everything mentally planned out.
Right. It's interesting because, you know, from the beginning, to be totally fair, from a numbers standpoint, you were always kind of like the clear most popular member of the group. Was that ever like a factor in terms of the divisions coming about and stuff? Because, you know, a lot of the opportunities for the group were opportunities that realistically at a certain point it kind of seemed like, shit, well, OGZ or maybe OGZ and Phoenix could just be taking those opportunities. And then, like, you know, we started to see where people just weren't even going on tour altogether and stuff.
I personally never looked at it like that. Like, I saw us as all equals. So that was never a thing in my head. Like, if fans or anyone else saw it that way, that's the way they saw it. But in my head, it was like, we all the same person. We all one thing, you feel me?
Right. Yeah. I mean, but over time, it's kind of hard to stay that focused, man. I always hoped the Shoreline would be like the Migos or something, where you guys just were not separable.
Yeah, nah. Shout out to Migos, though.
Yeah. I know that they showed you guys some love in the past and
Hell shit. Yeah, so yeah. They cool as fuck. I fuck with them tough.
How did all the collaborations on the tape come about? You had Currency on there. You had, like, the Future verse on there, the Kodak thing. Like, how did all that come about?
I had been talked to Future. I think Future, he had hit me up, like, when I first started popping. I think he was trying to sign me or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But I was already crazy signed. World.
Yeah, it should have been Jeezy Free Bands.
Oh, my God. That would have been a totally different fucking universe. Holy shit.
Nah, yeah, for sure. But Currency hard as fuck. He be putting me up on game, you feel me? So I fucked Currency the long way. Who else was on there?
That Kodak thing?
Kodak. I don't know who my A&Rs put that together.
Right.
Yeah, I met Kodak, I think, just one time.
Really? What was that like?
It was cool.
He knew what was going on? He knew who you were and shit?
Yeah. My A&R is his A&R, right. Orlando. Shout out to Orlando. Yeah, hell yeah. So he knew what's up. Who else was on the album?
Fuck. Mike Shern.
Shout out Mike Shern.
That was actually one of my favorite songs on there. Yeah,
I fucked that song. Phoenix and Mike Shern been had that song. Like, we all been had these songs ready, man.
Right.
So I wish they would have came out a little earlier, but I mean, it's all new to the fans here, so they fucking with it. I see everybody fucking with the album, so
right.
I can't wait till y'all see what I got in store for my shit. Phoenix show y'all what he got. Rob, Kato, everyone do their own thing individually, you feel me?
Right. What's stopping you guys from, like, just being able to talk and put your differences aside and at least be able to, like, go on tour? Maybe you guys mostly do your own thing, but you could go on tour together, or give the people what they want, or even make records together. Like, is the ego, like, the thing that's getting in the way
definitely,
of that?
Definitely not. Like, the album just came out, so it hasn't done what it's gonna do, you feel me? And we haven't dropped the videos.
Right.
So when the video comes out, say this album goes number one, you feel me? It just goes up top, you feel me? More than we could imagine, more than it is right now, then we gonna do what has to be done, you feel me?
You think that's possible?
Yeah, there's nothing that's stopping us.
Right.
There's nothing.
Because it's kind of, you know, interesting, like I was
especially if we do something like that, and it does numbers and it goes crazy, because I know the music videos is going to change the way it is right now.
Because you guys have always been like mega YouTube heavy, like that obviously is kind of where you guys got built.
If it goes crazy, we going to go We gotta seize that moment, you feel me?
Right. But I saw that, that like a Shoreline video came out. I'm watching the video and it's just Phoenix, and then the other homies in the background and shit are not like the usual Shoreline crew that I'm used to seeing in Shoreline videos and stuff. I'm like, what's going on here?
That was the Change Your Life shit.
Right. Well, that's like the most recent one, but there was another video that came out the other day too, right?
I think they were both shot the same.
Oh really?
Same weekend. I had got arrested that weekend.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh damn. What'd you get arrested for? Disneyland. Oh.
They searched my shit, but they didn't have the right to search my shit.
So. Search your car?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And they found the strap?
Why? I was on my way to a Change Your Life video.
Why'd they even search you?
They just pulled me over.
So you were supposed to be on that song?
What?
No.
Not the whole shit, the Change Your Life.
Right, but right,
both
right.
of those were shot the same weekend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Damn.
John Raw had, and then so once that happened, I was having a super bad weekend.
Right.
My tires was popping. All types of weird shit was going on that weekend.
Then that's crazy.
Then I got stopped on the way there, so I wasn't able to come out.
Damn, it's bad luck.
Yeah. It was a super bad weekend, but we still going to drop the Change Your Life video. We're going to do a bunch of videos for the album, and I think it's going to accelerate what the album is already doing.
That's dope. So how often are you in communication with Rob and Kato?
I seen them like 2 weeks ago. We just did like a little live thing, like 2 weeks ago.
The monster logos, yeah, and this shit. Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
How was that?
It was cool. It was whatever, you feel me? It was a little check.
Right. Yeah. There you go. You used to be drinking lean. Now you're drinking Monster.
Feel me? No, I be drinking yerba mate.
Oh,
yerba
really?
Mate.
So you really, have you gotten healthy? You look healthy.
I got a little healthy. I be fucking up Postmates. I need a Postmates sponsor, like a promo code or something.
Right. But I mean, I'm saying like there's been times in my life where I've seen you and I've been like, this dude definitely looks like he's been geeked up. And right now you look like
I've been getting healthy, man.
Right.
I've been getting healthy for sure.
Has COVID been helpful in that regard?
Yes, sir. That's why I'm saying that it was like a good thing overall. Even though it's a bad thing, like it's a bad thing. It's been good to me, you feel me? Like, mm-hmm. So I can't even hate on it that much. I've been at home, my son, I've been getting healthy, and I just been plotting out what I'm gonna do next. So
that's what's up.
I just been getting my mind right.
Definitely. So was it really important for you guys to show love to Greedo and Draco on the project?
Hell yeah, free Draco, free Greedo. This nigga Ralphie just got out too.
Crazy.
Yeah, crazy.
I can't believe it.
I was just talking to him, I told him I hope he go up.
Yeah,
you feel me?
We're gonna be doing a vlog with him in the next couple of days, I think, of just like tapping in with him. I don't know like what the conditions are of him getting out because of COVID. Like, I'm kind of worried like
that they might take him back in,
right? Because if he's around a lot of people, can't they say like, oh look, you don't, it wasn't about COVID?
They be on the whole shit the cops be on about them is weird. So like, I don't know what's up with them.
Ralphie the Plug pulled a 6ix9ine on us real quick.
For the what? Hell no, he didn't put no 6ix9ine.
Oh, okay. Minus the snitching, but he was like, he fucking said, hey man, there's a pandemic, let me the fuck out of here. Oh man, that's hilarious. Yeah, Draco called me the other day. He said he finally got out of fucking solitary at least.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy that they even had him in solitary.
For
that's
a long ass
time. They be doing Draco dirty, man.
Yeah, they hate him.
Yeah.
They let Ralphie out early, they are not letting Draco out without
I'm
fight,
surprised
man.
They even let Ralphie out. They kept fucking with their release dates, all their release dates.
I never heard
We still waiting on Catchy.
Right.
Still waiting on Bull.
I never
free them.
Heard of the, you know, LA police system having a grudge against anybody, like the way that they fucking hate Draco and just
shit,
doing everything
crazy.
Fuck his life up.
That's wild. I don't even get it.
Right. Why did they just do the musty freestyle with Draco's verse? You didn't want to put the whole song or like any of the other parts of the song on
album? He had did that when he first got out the first time.
Right.
So
it was a great couple months there, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So we just had to throw something on there, you feel me? Like all the other verses was through the phone and stuff. I didn't like how they sounded, so it was like we got to put that musty verse on there.
Definitely.
That shit was hard too.
Yeah. No, he snapped for sure.
It shed light on him. Like there's a bunch of people that probably don't know who Draco is. So mm-hmm. All types of people heard that shit, and I know they fucked with it.
And we know how LA is, where it's very divided. Motherfuckers hate each other. Like, just you don't see a lot of people from different areas necessarily showing each other love and stuff. And Draco has like not gotten love from the vast, like it just feels like he should get more support and more love from rappers overall. You guys are like one of the only crews or whatever that really has shown him love. Obviously you guys are like real homies, so it's easy, but you know, I wish that there was more support overall for Draco. He has pointed this out on some angry lonely nights on his Instagram story for sure. So what about like business wise? What else you got going on? Didn't you had something going with your girl or whatever? When you selling eyelashes or some shit?
I've been, bro. I ain't know girls love me that much.
Really?
Bro, we dropped eyelashes. I think I made like, I only dropped a few. I wanted to see what it was gonna do. I probably made like 20,000 in like 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I ain't know girls fuck with the eyelashes and shit like that, and that they fuck with me like that. You feel me?
Right.
But. Hell yeah, I got eyelashes for girls, all types of shit. I'm a businessman,
right.
So I just got my mind focused. I got so much shit that I don't want to talk about right now, but I got so much shit in the works.
That you've been working on.
Yeah, so much shit.
Was the eyelash thing like a thing with your girl, or was it more just like a thing that you did?
It was a thing that I mentioned to her, and she was like, yeah, that is kind of a good idea, because right. She be doing the girl merch. So I mentioned it to her, and we just brought it together, because I saw it as an opportunity.
Mm.
Someone got her eyelashes that she liked, and I was like, yo, where'd they get them? We started chopping it up. I was like, yo, that's a good idea right there. So I put it together, and she's like, yeah, let's do it then.
That is a smart idea.
Yeah, most definitely.
What style is it?
I'm the first male rapper to ever do some shit like that.
It sounds like it. I picture like, what are like the Shoreline girls wanting lashes like?
I've only done one job, you feel me? So I'm gonna keep doing it.
Right.
Like, all these girls is impatient. They be blowing me up like, when the next lashes drop and all types of shit.
Right. Does the merch go crazy too?
Yeah, the merch, everything goes stupid.
Mm.
So that's how I've been feeding my family while ain't no shows and shit going up.
Mm. Definitely. So is that... That's been more than making up for it, because like without having all the shows and stuff, it just kind of leaves you to focus on other sides of how you can make money,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. I feel like it opened my mind to just come up with so many different ideas, and that's why I got so much shit plotted out that I'm gonna do that it's gonna be crazy. You feel me?
Right. Are your graffiti days over? I noticed you being
more
low-key on your story, at least.
Nah, yeah, I don't be posting nothing. I can't post nothing. I don't post nothing with my kid no more.
Oh, you don't even show the kid at all?
What, my son? Yeah. Nah, I only post my kid.
Oh, okay, right. Have you ever been worried about that, or like felt like you needed to be low key?
Yeah, I don't even be doing no shit like that no more.
Right.
You feel me?
I seen it fucking.
Because the whole Stink Team shit, they try to get them over graffiti. I'm like, oh, they must hate me too then.
Oh man, yeah, I know, because Ralphie was like just scamming in a fucking Neiman Marcus, and then they gave him the gang enhancement because of the Stink Team thing, as if his homies had anything to do with him doing that, allegedly. You know, they'll do anything to try to do the gang enhancement shit these days.
Yeah, fuck all that shit.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't be doing nothing illegal.
I know a lot. I've seen a lot of people going crazy on the highway and shit, though. The highways have been done up. People are using this pandemic as an excuse to go put some work in, man.
Why, they're not painting shit like that?
I don't know, but I just like was driving on the highway the other day, and I couldn't believe how much new shit there was.
Right before the album dropped, I seen a big ass mafia business someone did.
Oh, for real?
That shit was hard though.
Damn, I bet you don't know who did it.
Nah, that shit was hard though.
I seen somebody tag "bum sex." I'm pretty sure it said on the highway, huge letters. It just said "bum sex."
That's
I think.
Homie right there, Drum.
That's Drum. Yeah. Drum, the bum sex guy.
That's his crew.
It was a huge roller. I'm like, damn, is there just a dude named Bum and a dude named Sex, and they're both
getting
up?
It's these
two. Yeah.
Yeah, right there. I wish I could turn the camera.
He probably could tell me. He could fill me in. Okay. Oh, shit. Okay. So, yeah. Anything else that you've had going on that we should touch on here?
Shit. I'm just excited to get these videos out to make the project go even crazier.
Mm-hmm.
Get these videos out. Then, slowly, I'm going to try to get my project out by October, November, something like that. I'm trying to get that shit out quick. You feel me? I'm never going to... let anyone stop like make the process slow, you feel me? So I'm gonna be on everyone's ass, the label, management, everyone.
But you're signed to Atlantic as a solo artist as well.
Yeah, like once they sign you as a group, they got you as a solo artist too, so ain't no going to other labels, no other shit,
right?
Like that.
But you're confident that they're not going to try to hold your solo shit up?
Nah, because they was dropping all these projects, you feel me? My shit is a project. It's not an album.
Right
So you dropping a project, that's just more money in their pocket. So
right.
Who's gonna stop that?
That's what's up, man.
I got some shit.
It.
Yeah, hell yeah. I got YZ on there. I got Blueface on there. I got some shit with Jack Harlow. I gassed Jack Harlow too. Hey, Jack Harlow could rap, but I gassed, bro.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn, I can't even imagine you two together. That's crazy.
Hey, someone, we was in Target. Me and Benji was in Target like a few days ago. Some lady was like, someone took a picture of me. Some kids took a picture of me. He's like, oh, I know who you is. He's like, you Jack Harlow.
Oh, my God. Welcome to the future. I bet you're gonna hear that a lot from time
like,
to time.
That's crazy. Nah, I've been seeing people tag him. And they like, yo, this nigga want to be a Jeezy.
Right.
Yo, nah, that's my boy though. I fuck bro tough.
Did you and Blueface actually get in the studio together?
Yeah, we was in the studio together.
How was that? What was the vibe? Like, I seen you guys fucking broing down and rolling loud, and I was super
that
hyped.
That shit was cool. I think we do the song after. We did the song after that.
Right.
Yeah, we for sure did the song after that. No, you seen us at Day in Vegas.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah.
Nah, we did the song after that. That shit was cool.
Right. Cause I was like,
I went in, knocked my verse out, and then he low-key gassed. I'm gonna show you right after.
For real?
I'm gonna show you after this.
Cause like, you know, LA, it's like you just never know who's gonna get along. So like seeing y'all getting along, I was like, oh man, fuck, that's amazing.
I fuck with Blueface, hell yeah.
Yeah, he's the man.
Hell yeah, you seen the shit he just did with One Take?
I actually didn't want. Oh, I saw part of it, but I gotta watch that in full. Yeah.
What did it drop on? Did it drop on No Jumper or World Star or some shit? I feel like it dropped on a channel or something.
Oh really?
Not no regular.
It probably is on World Star actually. Shout out One Take.
That shit hard. Shout out One Take. Hell yeah. Yeah, I got Blueface, YG, Jack Harlow. Who else I got on my project? Show got I don't know what songs I'm for sure putting on there, so I don't want to say. Yeah, exactly.
That's what's up. Are you planning on ever getting into more of your A&R type bag and finding artists
for
and
sure
shit?
When I'm older, or maybe, or I might just start next year. You never know. You feel me? You see how Baby doing with Doug?
Right.
He doing an amazing job. Doug going crazy. Shout out Doug too.
Right. That's a fact.
Me and Doug got some unreleased shit.
For real?
I dropped that, yeah.
From I think before he blew
that
up?
That might be like 2 years old.
For real?
Yeah.
So you knew about him 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Damn,
I've been
I
fucking
did not.
With Doug. But that's how you know I'm an A&R.
Yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, I mean, you guys have always fucked with Detroit heavy,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I fuck with Detroit super heavy, man.
Right. Damn, that's crazy.
Super. I got Lonnie on my project for sure.
Shout out Lonnie.
I got Paywell. Shout out Paywell. Shout out the whole band gang.
Oh, all right. That's what's up. Yeah. Man, we got to do this, though, is RIP P-Dog, man.
Shout out my nigga P-Dog, bro. Shout out my nigga P-Dog for sure.
Yeah, that's been wild. I noticed.
It is. And that was like at the start of the Corona thing. So it was like, it was a lot to take in, you feel me? Besides us as a group, like, officially like just doing our own thing, the P-Dog shit happened the same day, you feel me? So it's been a lot to take in, but I feel like I've been helping as a family out and shit. We've been doing a lot of like behind the scenes shit, and like
that's what's up.
Just rest in peace my nigga, man.
Yeah, man.
It's not much I can say besides that, you know. We all love him, we miss him.
Yeah. Does shit like that make you want to be extra careful about how you move around and shit?
For sure. That shit, ever since then, I've been extra paranoid. I was already always paranoid, but now I'm super paranoid. Mm. That's why I don't even want to go nowhere.
Right.
All.
Yeah, because my homie, he lives around the corner from where P-Dog actually had that happen, and he told me that he's never seen more fucking graffiti all over there. I don't know, the Shoreline Mafia fans are crazy. I know it wasn't you or anything, but
for sure it wasn't us. But nah, I seen RIP P-Dogs everywhere.
Yeah,
and I love that everyone's showing love and embracing him, you feel me? And I wish this wasn't the way that it had to happen, but it's happening. It happened, and all I can say is we love him, we miss him, you feel me?
Rest in peace, man. That
sucks.
RIP. Like, he had a long way to go, you know.
Hell yeah, that's like Olivar's little brother.
Right.
Like, that was my guy. Like, when the first spot where I made Musty at the apartment.
Right.
Yeah, I would beg him to stay like every day. Like, I loved his company.
Really.
Like, I love his presence. Like, his presence was like no one else's.
Yeah, he was a good soul. Somebody was just sending me some clips from some of the old vlogs of him just like talking in the back of the shop
player.
And shit.
Yeah, he was a player.
He's like a good dude.
He was
two
player. He'd be at the crib just drinking little apple juices and doing. Doing just cool shit, smoking joints, all types of cool shit.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace, P-Dog, man.
RIP, my boy.
Yeah. All right. Anything else we want to keep an eye out for?
What's the
URL for the merch?
JeezyWorld.com.
Okay.
Yeah, just keep an eye on that. All the girls, y'all get y'all lashes, y'all lip gloss, all that shit. You feel me? I got the shit for the guys, all that. And then just keep an eye out for my project. I'll probably drop. Maybe a single off it next month or something.
Okay.
So I'm gonna get all these videos done. I'm gonna get all these videos done and squared away this month. Probably get them out this month for the Mafia Business. Y'all go stream that Mafia Business.
Uh huh.
And then just start working on the videos for my next shit.
For sure. Oh, yeah, you're going to start streaming on Twitch. You just told us,
yeah,
too,
I'm
right?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to start streaming on Twitch. I'm going to, what else I'm going to do?
That'd be huge.
Start doing all types of YouTube, all types of, you feel me? I'm going to start interacting with my fans more. I feel like y'all want to see what I'm doing day to day, so I'm going to fuck with y'all.
There's definitely a lot of hardcore Jeezy fans out there. Yeah. You're their fucking role model.
I'm going to take over the No Jumping. Let me buy your channel from you.
Let's go. You can have it. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I don't need it. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, for the good. Yeah, right.
You start like a gaming YouTube channel type thing of you just making like some vlogs around the house or some shit. Oh my god, it's going crazy.
Yeah, everybody, no, I'm finna go up. Yeah, I just got a new studio house. So I'm finna start doing all the vlogging, all the everything, you feel me?
So you got multiple cribs, you got a house you live in, and a house that's just has a studio in it?
Yes, sir.
Wow, times done change.
But everybody stay in that bitch, though. All the homies stay in that bitch.
Okay,
so
OGZ came a long way from serving fiends, huh?
Yes, sir.
We out here. All right, everybody tap in. Oh, Jeezy. Go listen to the Shoreline Project, too.
JeezyWorld.com. Go listen to Mafia Business and get ready for Jeezy World. You feel me?
There it is. Yeah. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us on YouTube, SoundCloud, yes, iTunes. Sir. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. We appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir.